It is 69 degrees in Nashville right now. Expect mostly sunny skies once we get to the afternoon with a high in the mid to upper 80s. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. A driver ran through a red light on Broadway in downtown Nashville on Saturday afternoon, killing one person and injuring several others. The man who died was Timothy Wedlock, a 58-year-old from Sydney, Australia. He was hit at the intersection of 4th Avenue and Broadway. The driver has been identified as Thomas Cahill, an 87-year-old from Bowling Green. Police say he didn't show signs of intoxication, according to the Tennessean. Three other pedestrians were struck, and two of them were hospitalized. The Tennessean reports the accident has put a spotlight on the debate over car traffic on Broadway, a street where hundreds of pedestrians use the crosswalk at a given time. It's closed on weekend nights starting at 7 p.m., but some believe it should be closed all the time, or at least all weekend. There have been 28 pedestrian deaths on Nashville roads this year. At this point in 2025, there had only been 9, according to a map maintained by Cycling City, LLC. A recent court ruling in Sumner County has provided fuel to Rutherford County's tax assessor in his ongoing battle with the state. It deals with the question of whether single-family rental homes should be considered residential or commercial for tax purposes. The Tennessee Comptroller's Office says it should be commercial because the landlords are operating a business. Commercial property is normally taxed at a higher assessment rate. Rutherford County's assessor argues the assessment should be residential. He contends those extra taxes get passed on to renters, making it even harder for young families to save up enough money to buy a house. Under Rutherford County's tax rate, a rental home valued at $420,000 would have an estimated property tax of roughly $1,500 if it's considered residential. If it was classified as commercial, that tax would be nearly $1,000 more. WGNS reports tax assessor Rob Mitchell is pointing to a court ruling issued on July 24th, in which an administrative judge told Sumner County officials they could not classify rental homes as commercial based on who owned those homes. Well, it could soon be more hospitable to travel by Greyhound bus in and out of Knoxville, which is one city with a connection to Middle Tennessee. WEOT's Jackie Sieber reports Knoxville's getting a new enclosed terminal after 4 years without one.
Matthew DeBar de Laban is a council member. He facilitated the lease through his day job in real estate.
One of the hopes is that now that they'll have a facility with restrooms, with a seating area, with a ticket agent, with food nearby.
Greyhound currently picks up in front of a bank in East Knoxville. Passengers like Jacob Steelman huddle under the bank's awning and sit alongside the curb to wait for their ride.
I mean, this isn't a very accessible location.
A spokesperson for Greyhound says the company hopes to open the new terminal early next year. I'm Jackie Sieber in Knoxville.
This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.